The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have a couple of guests in the studio today. We have Davina Maurer. She's the event coordinator, and Loretta Kuhn, the fundraising chair for the Huron County Relay for Life, which is having their big event a little later this month in Bad Axe. We'll be talking about what's going to be going on there and the efforts they generally do throughout the whole year. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
People hear the Relay for Life events coming up, and, you know, I guess unless you're involved in it as you ladies are, to them, yeah, that's the event. For you, it's a year-round thing, getting it ready and all the fundraisers in between.
Yes, it is. Teams from, like, Lakers High School get involved with the Bad Axe High School, and they have a competition in the fall with their football teams, and they generate money in the fall.
Beyond the rivalry on the gridiron.
Yes. And we have teams who hold bowling fundraisers in the winter. We have golf outings. We have hot dog brat sales. So, yeah, it's a year-long fundraising. One of the most important fundraising aspects is our sponsors. And teams go to businesses, and we have tremendous support from the businesses in the area for sponsors for the event.
They do all these fundraisers through the year, but the whole point is to get to the event to count up the money, because each team can take multiple fundraisers and come there and, you know, try to be the top fundraiser of the year.
Yeah, it's a friendly rivalry.
A little bragging, right?
No bragging going on. There's no bragging at Relay. Come on. But, yeah, and then you folks total it all up, and then it goes to the American Cancer Society.
Yes, all the proceeds go to the American Cancer Society to help support patients, the 800 number, Road to Recovery.
Hope Lodge.
I was in Grand Rapids. The Look Good, Feel Good program. I mean, there's so many things that the American Cancer Society does beyond the research that's funded to help cancer patients. And it's, you know, you have to call them, but let them know, and they can give you a personal health care kit. And I'm trying.
It helps with the 800 number to help keep people there to answer the phone when they call, because
you get resources. Yep. When this strikes, families are sitting there basically with their jaw dropping. What do we do now? The doctor can maybe give them a few numbers, but the American Cancer Society knows what's available throughout the state, even the nation.
Yep.
If you need a specialist who's really a specialist.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, survivors can tell you, we had a gentleman who spoke last year at our survivor ceremony. He said he wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for the Hope Lodge in Cleveland that he stayed at for, I believe it was 7 weeks. Free, no charge. And that was funded by the American Cancer Society. So,
and it's important when you hear the C word, and that's what they used to call it in my younger days. It's not quite as ominous as it used to be, because there are survivors and we have treatments. But when you get that diagnosis, it's important to look for information that's reliable.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff out there on the internet, and anybody can post anything they want. But when you hear information from a reputable American Cancer Society website, you've got a pretty good idea. This has been vetted, and this has approval of the medical association around it. It's a way to go.
Absolutely. So
there's a lot of charlatans out there who just want your money, and they really don't care that you're going through all of this. And
yep.
You got to be careful that way, too.
Yep.
I would imagine, you know, as funding gets tighter and tighter, the local aspects like Relay for Life become more important in these types of fundraisings for an organization. I mean, you get cutbacks at the federal level and such, but the local level, the grassroots supports for the people who get the services and have seen what it's done for family members and neighbors and such, they're the ones that really help keep this going.
Absolutely. The Relay for Life is the American Cancer Society's largest fundraising efforts, and it's grassroots.
It's around the country. It's not
it's
just
around the world.
Not just Michigan and in areas where perhaps they have more summer-like weather in the winter, like Arizona's Phoenix or something. They'd probably have it in the winter when it's not blazing hot. So it's a year-round thing. Mm-hmm. For Relay for Life. We just happen to do it in the June and summer months, because that's when you want to be outside.
Absolutely.
And come to an event like this.
Yeah.
Now, I was understanding that you were getting close to two decades on this?
Yes. From my recollection, anyway, 1998 was the first one.
The official
Huron County Relay for Life here in Bad Axe, so.
But I imagine the American Cancer Society had it a few years earlier, and we learned about it, and then we pick up the banner and move along as well, because that's usually how it works.
Yep. It started with Dr. Gordy Clack in
84,
I think. So it's been going a long time, and like I say, it grows, and it ebbs and it flows, and you know, it's a very good opportunity to feel like you're doing something. You know, buying a luminary, which is $10 in honor of somebody who's ever heard you have cancer. It gives you that feeling like I'm doing something, because you never know where the dollar's going to come from. The dollar for the cure, the one that finds it. Could have been your $10 luminary bag that you bought. So,
and this is one of those types of things that we do that we're all doing it in hopes that someday we don't have to do it anymore.
Exactly.
Yes.
But for now, it's still a big problem, and it's still, but we're learning more about each individual cancer, which mm-hmm. it doesn't kind of clump it all in with one, you know, treatment. We realize there's treatments for different kinds, different types, different stages, and the more adept we get at being able to treat it at different stages, the better the results can be for people surviving and having more quality of life.
That's it, quality of life. You know, for survivors, the treatments they're coming up with instead of chemotherapy.
The less invasive.
You take a pill, you know. I mean, that's what my husband Dennis did. Brand new treatment. He had leukemia, took a pill, didn't go through bone marrow transplants and all that. And he lived his life, so.
Yeah, because sometimes the treatment is so bad, you're not really enjoying the life that you're extending. You've got to find that balance, that compromise.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But let's get back to Huron County's Relay for Life. Okay. We're diverging onto areas that we aren't doctors and don't have the expertise
sure.
in. But the Relay for Life is coming up June 24th.
Correct.
It's just a one-day event now. It used to go overnight, and you had people sleeping over and walking around the luminaries all night long. But as things have evolved, you've cut back the time, but you still get the people coming out.
Yep.
Yep, it's from 10 a.m. until midnight. So we have the opening ceremony at 10 a.m. and closing ceremony at midnight. So you do get the chance after the luminary ceremony at 9:30 to walk the track with the glowing candles inside the luminary bags, which is always very moving for me to see.
And you're still having it in the Bad Axe Park, south of the library.
Yes.
And You kind of take up a block there or so with all the people you've got around there and the luminary bags and everything else going on, and kind of block off the street and everything so that people aren't getting run down. Don't mm-hmm. need any other people injured.
No.
Just have the survivors go on. But it's a big event the whole day, and you know, it's not just all somber. You folks.
Oh no.
You know. The whole point is quality of life, and you folks find a way to enjoy it as well at times. You take time for the somber, mm-hmm. the remembering and that, but you you also make it a good time for all.
Yeah, Davina has a list of things that's going on this year at the relay.
Much of which will end up being in some kind of fundraising activity, because
yeah.
that's
yep.
the whole point of the event.
We actually have the silent auction tent going from 11 to 8:30. We have a fun event this year. We'll be doing a live human Hungry Hippo game at the tennis courts. So anybody that's played Hungry Hippos.
Well, you played the little game with the plastic marbles and stuff, but the human one, are these people who wear hippo heads
they'll
type
be,
of things? That type of thing?
They're using them. They'll be rolling, I believe, on similar on like automobile rollers. So when the low riders on the ground, and they'll be pushing them back and forth with buckets to collect the balls and pulling them back and forth to collect as many as they can. We have the fight back ceremony at 2:00. We'll be having chair massages scheduled throughout the day. We actually have a juggler, Ken Murray, will be joining us this year at noon. And we have a new band joining us, the Lonesome Mountain Boys, at 1:00. We have Autumn Gold performing at 3:00. Kay Balser's returning with her karaoke again. We're changing our survivor and caregiver ceremony to 7 o'clock. So that's an important notice to take change of, that instead of our normal 4 o'clock.
Well, that gets you closer to the time when you can walk the Luminary Trail, and it'll be getting closer to being dark this time of year. And in fact, you're just about on the longest day of daylight of the year. You've got to kind of push that back so that people who are not going to be able to walk overnight anymore at least can see the glow and get the ambiance that people want in the Luminary Walk.
Yep. And one new thing that we're doing this year is a motorcycle show. It starts at 2 p.m., and it goes until 6. We're inviting anyone who has a motorcycle that would like to come out and show off their ride. We've got 7 different categories: sport, on-off-road, dressers, baggers, cruisers, trikes, custom. We'll be awarding first place awards to everybody in each class. We'll have a best of show, people's favorite.
I'm sure people who are into biking know what those terms mean.
I'm interested to find out what a dresser is, actually. I'm like, I think of a dresser that I put my clothes in, so I want to know what a dresser bike is. So, but it's going to have a bike blessing done at 2:30. The awards are going to be given out. And then, with the change in our survivor ceremony at 7 o'clock, we're going to ask those bikers who are interested and those survivors who are interested to take a lap, actually, up around town. So the bikers will give a survivor a ride on their motorcycle. And I know my dad has never ridden a motorcycle. He is a survivor, and I believe he's looking forward to getting a ride on a bike. Even if it's just a small little lap uptown in front of the courthouse, he's looking forward to it.
So he's still game.
He's still game. At 80 years old, he's still game. So anybody who's got a bike, come on out. Help us out.
You need to get maybe little things they can wear that say Relay for Life as they go around the circle so people can see what they're doing.
Well, all the survivors will have their purple Relay for Life shirts on
already, so everyone's going to know.
Yep.
Is there a reason for purple? I know I'm just out of the blue with
it
this.
It stands for
all cancers. Yep. So, okay. I was just wondering, because everything you see with Relay for Life is a purple sign, is purple lettering. If it's not a purple sign, it's purple lettering on a white background. But that's the reason. That's the color for it. It's like breast cancer has its own color. All cancers have purple.
Yep. You can represent all cancers with purple. So
that's interesting. Didn't know that. We're informing and educating here.
Exactly.
Okay. This must take time to set up. I mean, you just don't plan this, you know, it's getting to be April, we better figure out what we're going to do. I mean, this is a year-round thing, isn't it? You want these bands to be there, you need to set up what time the jugglers are going to be there, all these types of things you have to juggle to get them right.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have a wrap-up meeting in July and probably take August off in September. We're back at it.
Our monthly meetings.
Getting, you know, the committee together, captains start coming,
By January.
So, I mean, people form...
But the groups are still fundraising.
Oh, yeah. People are still fundraising, especially the teams who are long-standing teams. They've got their stuff set. They know what they're going to do. New teams are always welcome, and it doesn't have to be a whole mega thing. You know, you can have 10... 12 people get together, decide they're going to form a team. You raise $100 a piece. You get your t-shirt. You come to the event. You know, you have fun.
You can even be in a one-person team if you don't know anybody. Mm-hmm. You're more than welcome to start your own team and bring in collections of your own through the year.
Yeah. And like I say, Luminaries are 10. You sell 10 of those, you got your $100. So it's not hard to fundraise. You know, you can do bake sales.
Are the groups that are well established very nice at helping the new ones out with ideas? Because they've gone through the process. They've tried things that it may not have worked as well as they wanted to, and they make more funds doing it this way. And they can give a little advice without having them step on their turf.
Yeah, absolutely. We can do that. And we have actually a team ambassador who's works with new teams to help them to know what's coming up, what's needed, you know, how to fundraise, good fundraising practices, that sort of thing. So yes, we absolutely help new teams.
Because a lot of it has to do with your community. What may work in a big city may not work in a small community, and what works here may not work in a bigger community. And having someone who's, you know, working on the same level with you as far as your demographics seem like a win-win right there.
Yeah, it is.
And I imagine the American Cancer Society has a whole lot of information on Relay for mm-hmm. Life on their websites, and people who need help starting one up or how to raise funds, how they do it in other small communities. I mean, there's probably a resource there that really doesn't get tapped as much as it could. Yeah.
There's actually a website for Relay for Life.
Oh, really?
RelayForLife.org. And you can go on there. You can type in your zip code and find the Huron County Relay for Life or the Sanilac. Or if you're in Texas, you can find one there. So, and you can sign up online. You can donate online all through the RelayForLife.org.
Now, for people who are going to be there from the full time, 10 till midnight, their guts are going to start rumbling after a while, and I understand they don't necessarily have to brown bag it. There will be some food available. That's also part of a fundraising effort.
Yep. We've got a couple teams who are providing food. We have one team who will provide chips and sub sandwiches. We have another team who's going to have pizza there from 2 till 6:30 from Pizza Hut here in Van Nuys. We have pop and water by several teams. We have bake sales where you can pick up the little goodies and cookies. And
if you're making sugar cookies, frost them purple.
Yep. We had actually one gal last year who made sugar cookies in a ribbon shape and frosted them all the different colored ribbons. So that was fun too. So you
creative you can, people, even though they're just going to be selling it and not eating it themselves.
Yep. So there's, you know, different opportunities for food. There's opportunities for games. So it's a very family-friendly place to come to. Like, say, it's not somber. We have a lot of fun when we're doing this. We have the lap about the car.
We have some new laps this year at 2 o'clock. In honor of the Road to Recovery mission program, we're encouraging everyone to decorate their own cardboard vehicle and walk the lap, and we're going to do a cardboard car voting at 2:30.
So, fun.
Again, more creativity, and these are things you need to do before you get there. There's not going to be cardboard there for you to do it. Do it, get it ready, and we're giving them plenty of time. It's a little later this month. Start planning and thinking what they want to do.
We have a really fun game that was popular last year. It's the Look Good, Feel Better. It's a mission. And it's our Glam It Up, and it's a challenge at 6 o'clock where you have partners, and one is blindfolded, and then they put makeup on the other person. And it can be male and female participants. And it was a very good hit last year. Some great pitchers, Brandon Durr and Travis Ross, they were wonderful participants.
You should say rather good sports. But it sounds like, you know, you just it just comes every hour or two, every something new. And what do people need to bring themselves? Do they need to bring their own chairs? Do they need to bring stuff like that? Because there will be times when you're just going to want to sit down and take a rest, and there's only so many park benches and only so many picnic tables at the campground there at the Bad Axe City Park there. So should you bring your own stuff so you can take a
yes,
rest.
Especially if you want to attend any of the ceremonies, because we do stop walking the track and we all go to the ceremonies. So yeah, bringing your own chair for the fight back ceremony at 2, for the survivor ceremony at 7, or for the luminaria ceremony at 9:30 is definitely a good idea. Bring money, because we love to sell you things. The silent auction will be going on.
The color is purple, but the money should be green.
Yes. We'll take plastic, too.
Oh, well, there you go.
They can bring family and friends, too. We encourage them to bring out.
Yeah.
And where do they park? I mean, you get a lot of people out there. Where do you park? It seems like that would be the question you'd have. How long do you have to carry the chairs to get to where you want to be? That type of thing.
Well, we've got, you know, the county building isn't open, so there's parking there.
By the library.
They allow you to do that, and there's that little almost dead-end street there at the at the end of the where the county building is. You can use that too.
Mm-hmm.
Is that enough, or do you find people, because you want to leave kind of a where you're doing the luminaries, you want
right.
to leave it so people can actually see them and they're not just all parked up with cars
yeah.
and there's just a glow behind the cars.
We yeah. block off the street by the library so there's no through access. And there will be, just a reminder, there will be a Little League tournament that weekend. So it's about a block walk at the most, or a block and a half.
Because yeah. you can park on the south side of Relay 2 on the, or south at the tennis courts there. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some parking there.
There's parking behind some of the businesses.
Yep,
and a little further
some parking on the, kind of by the ball field and the basketball courts. So, yeah, with the Little League thing going on during the day, it can get a little bit. But they'll be done, I believe, pretty much before the survivor ceremony and stuff happens. So, but.
Okay. Obviously, there's no child care or daycare, so you bring your kids. You're responsible to keep an eye on them,
yep.
even if there's something you wanted to do. If you want to go for the walk, you have to find somebody you trust to watch your kids or something, because that isn't anything you provide.
No, it's not provided. And the one thing I do want to mention is that pets aren't allowed. One, the park has a restriction on them, but at Relay, we do encourage you to leave your pets at home, because survivors, especially if they're going through treatments, can have issues with pets and things like that. So we do
things a healthy person would just brush off.
The immunity.
But, it's like doing the cat box when you're pregnant, that type of thing. You just don't want to take a chance.
Right, exactly. So that is one thing, we do ask you to leave your pets at home.
And cigarettes at home.
And cigarettes.
Well,
yeah.
that just seems kind of obvious, because you're doing a cancer program. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, and leave your dioxins at home,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. yeah, yeah.
Okay. What other things do you have going on? Have you've got raffles and such. What are you giving away? What have people donated for this stuff? Because this all comes through donations, and you're hoping that the raffling will go higher than the value of the donations, because...
Yep. And at the silent auction, we get a variety of things.
Are they big items, smaller items, or do you save the bigger items for the big raffle type of things?
It varies. You know, we have a year of pizza from Pizza Hub, which is, you know, a $200-some value, because they give a large pizza. We have gift certificates from other restaurants, usually. We have gift baskets that people make up. We have wooden table. We have go ahead, maybe some of your
well,
team
there's,
items.
There's also large, some of the local businesses donate larger packages, so there could be the outdoor folding chairs with more items packed in together, so it can be, you know, so it can range from anything small, $20 value,
yep.
up into the hundreds.
And
are
usually
they on display that people can see them,
mm-hmm.
and then you sign up in front of them with the silent auction,
right.
what you want to bid, and you see what's been bid, and you outbid them, and then you got to keep coming back, because
yeah.
the person right behind you may bid another $5 higher, and you're not
yep.
going to get it.
Yep, yep. So they have the silent auction that goes from 11 a.m. to 8:30, and then we'll have a county raffle with... It's licensed, so we're selling those tickets now, but you can still get them on site. And for that, first prize is a queen-size quilt. Second prize is a Golf the Thumb package, where we have four rounds of golf at Scenic, Bird Creek, Verona Hills, and Ubley Heights. So you can win that package and golf around the thumb.
Should give them a little box of purple golf balls too.
And then we have Woodland Furniture has donated two wooden chests for it, and actually Davina with her Touch of Heaven massage has donated 6 one-hour massages, and that's the one I want to win. So we've got, like I say, different things that you can, you know, buy a $5 raffle ticket and try and win one of the bigger raffles, which the drawing will happen at 9.
Do you have to be there to win, or
no.
the ticket, you'll sign it up with your
yep.
name and address? And
you sign up your name and address. No need to be present to win that one.
Because if you have little kids, you may have to leave early. They need to either go to bed, or they need to clean up or do whatever they do, because they can get a little cranky after 8-9 hours of being out there.
Yep. So that one, no need to be present. Silent auction, you may want to be there at the end to make sure you get it. You know,
and how do you handle the results? Is it check, cash on demand, or cash?
Yep, cash, check, or credit card. We'll be able to process credit cards also.
Wow.
And you know, last year we had pretty much, you know, we had the line form, and we had people picking up their items, and you know, before we left at midnight, all the items were gone and picked up. So,
wow, pretty snazzy.
Yeah. We're pretty efficient.
does it get easier every year, or does it get harder every year to put the event on? Because, you know, you can get into a rut, and there are certain things you're always going to have, the luminary and the walk and that. But, I mean, you try to keep it fresh. You want people to come back, you know, not doing the same thing, like you got the new thing with the Hungry Hippos this year. Is this always a work in progress?
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, we're always looking for new ideas, you know, and that's where new people come in. If you sign up and join and get involved and become a team member or a team captain.
If you moved in from another area and you're joining the local Relay for Life here instead of where you were before, you may have ideas about what they did there that you might be able to adapt. This all comes full circle then.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, like I say, new ideas, fresh ideas. I mean, we've got Mary Schultz coming to do line dancing. And in the morning, you know, she's new this year, but then we have the Fire Charmers, which have been a huge hit the last couple
years.
They'll
be back at 8 o'clock. They actually perform during the day at one of the Renaissance fairs, travel all the way here over 2 hours, and then they perform, and then they travel another hour back home after they're done.
It seems like it would be better closer to dusk, when, you know, the flames stick out a little higher than midday or something, as far as viewing and the ooh factor.
Yeah. It's still, like I say, when you watch them do it, it's really amazing.
And they're bringing new tricks and props this year, too. So watching their videos online, I've been sharing, and they're pretty cool to watch if you haven't seen them before.
Do you judge how good they are by how big of the fire extinguishers they bring?
I've not seen a fire extinguisher there with them, so they're just good.
And these are things you hear about from other people who've had them in, or how do you find these?
I had personal connections with them, so I'm like, oh, something new. I'm going to ask them. And actually, one of the ladies that heads it up, she used to be a DJ for the Caro when they had Relay in the Caro at Tuscola County for many years, so she was more than welcome to help and come and entertain.
So we get volunteers from all over. You know, people who come in and entertain, people who raise money. And we're all just trying to, you know, like I say, find that dollar that funds that cure. So
we do have an annual pickle lap, an oath that is pledged with Miss Cindy from Shure Hospital. So if you like pickles, it's a really fun time to come and experience while they do
no
the oath.
I have no idea what that means. Do you have to go around the whole thing with a pickle in your mouth? Do you have to do a lap, eat a pickle, do a lap, eat a pickle? Like
they
ball games
actually,
where you have the beer round at the first base and second base? I mean, how does that work?
They actually stop at Shure Hospital's tent, and Cindy will have her big jars of pickles, and everybody has a pickle in their hand, and they do the oath with her. And then they can eat it and take their lap, as they call it, the pickle lap, while they. So it's pretty popular.
But that's the only way you can get pickled in the park. You don't allow
it. Exactly.
There's no alcohol.
There's no alcohol.
So if you're going to get pickled, it's going to be that way.
Yep.
With the pickles from the jar there. Well, that's terrific. We haven't asked, and I guess we should. How did you do last year, and what's your goal for this year?
We did hit our goal last year of 80,000. We have 80.
You don't know at the night of that you're going to get that, because things
correct.
Are still coming in. That's part of the, you know, we in the media want to hear right away how much you raised.
Right.
But there's a little grace period for people to get stuff in. Ooh. And until you've got your chickens, you don't count them.
Correct. And we collect money through the end of August is our time period for our actual fiscal year. And Right now, we're currently, we've hit our halfway point of hitting 40,000 raised.
That you're aware of?
Yes. Yes. As of our last meeting.
Yes. Because sometimes these teams want to not let the opposition know that they're doing better than they should, and so they can surprise them the day of. Plus the event itself generates a nice, healthy sum.
Yes, it does. And, you know, like, some teams are still doing things. Like, there's a ladies' golf outing still coming up next week. So we fundraise right up until relay. We fundraise after relay because that's what we do.
Okay. And what is the goal this year? You did your 80 last year.
We're at 80.
The same?
Yes.
So you're halfway there with the 40,000 that you can account for at this time. So a lot of wiggle room there. People need to step up and help some more.
Yep. And like I say, if you want to buy a luminary and you're not sure where, relayforlife.org. Look for that. Find our relay. Make a donation. And it'll be there. You know.
And is that something that you can order and then you can pick up the bag and customize it yourself? Or do you do that mostly for people nowadays? I remember in the early days, people would customize it and you'd see all kinds of different things on the bags.
It depends on the person. We sold luminaries at our church this last weekend. And had one lady said, I want to take it and I want to decorate it for the person she was buying it for. Not a problem. You know,
it seems like it'd be perfect for grandkids and stuff to be a part of it. That, you know, here, this is in memory of grandpa you lost, and you can
we have one team member, or I have one team member who has 10 grandchildren. She buys a bag for each one of them, and they make it in memory of her husband or grandpa. You know, so yeah, there's different ways to do it. Davina does some of the greatest luminaria decorating. That she's had minions on them and what, you know.
Tons of, all hands sketch all mine on and color them in. I give them the option. They can decorate their own or I can decorate for them. And I think I have 35 to decorate this year so far.
You know, and others, like, put pictures on of the person who's, you know, they're remembering. Whether it's in honor, because they don't have to have passed away. It can be in honor of the person.
Who is fighting now.
Who is fighting now. Or in memory of someone who has lost the battle. So,
the whole point is you don't want their candle to go out.
Exactly.
And those that don't feel that they have the money to be able to donate, we actually take volunteers the day of. It doesn't have to be the whole day. We look for anybody that can help with an hour, 2 hours, in any different area. We can always use the helpers, or else they're more than welcome to join the committee or start a team. So we don't turn away volunteers at all. We encourage them and we welcome them because it's exciting to have new faces too, and it gets everybody else perked up when they have new energy.
Do you have your own site, or do you all go through the Relay for Life national thing and then you hit Huron County and get to your information?
Right.
Our site is the relayforlife.org/Huron County MI.
Which is through that national organization.
Yeah.
Okay. But do you have a Facebook page? People can get an idea of, you know, last year's event, all the maybe some pictures of those people with the makeup would be on
there. Share a lot of stuff on Facebook, and that's the Relay for Life of Huron County is the page on it.
On Facebook. Because a lot of people do that, especially with social events and media like that. So Facebook is another option to start learning more about Huron County Relay for Life. Well, are there other things we need to touch on before we have to wrap things up? Because I don't want to miss anything. But again, it is on June 24th. That's a Saturday, 10 a.m. till midnight. You move the ceremony back a little bit to get it closer to dusk. So that
the survivor one.
The survivor ceremony. And then you can do the luminary walks afterwards after that when it's a little more dark. And we'll be doing it all day anyway. But because there's a little more ambiance when it's getting dark.
Yep.
And events through the day, jugglers, bands, motorcycle contests, and all kinds of things.
Yep. And survivors, it's an open invitation. You don't have to be a member of a team or anything like that. If you're a survivor, come up, register, you receive a t-shirt, you receive a little goodie bag, you're recognized at the survivor ceremony. We love to see you. We've had people who, you know, they'll say, I'm a cancer survivor for 5 years or 10 years or however long it might be. And it's exciting to see those survivors who have survived for so long. And we've had people who sat there and totaled up
300 years worth of survivor life was added up at.
Yeah. So,
and you just have to tell them you're a survivor. Nobody issues cards at the end.
No,
well,
we have
it's
changed.
It's not like being a veteran and you may have a veteran's card or something.
Right.
You just tell them that you've done this and you become part of the event.
We have moved our registration from under the pavilion. We're going to have a tent over the road by the library. And that will be where anybody can register for the event as a participant or a visitor. Mm-hmm. And they were going to be doing little giveaways for the first 50 people that register. And then the survivor registration will also be under that area so we can make sure we don't miss anybody. And it's right there and easy to see and don't have to go tromping around looking lost or confused.
I imagine there's a time when you give a little thanks to the caregivers because they're the unsung heroes that have survived this who have helped their loved ones through it.
Yes, like I say, it is the survivor caregiver ceremony because they are important.
A lot of times without the caregivers, they would not have survived. I mean, you only spend so much time in the hospital and you have to go home and there's still care to be done. You're not capable of taking care of yourself, feeding, all the other stuff that you need, and, you know, cooking dinner and stuff. You're just too weak. So all of this comes into a lot of the times the survival is based on the loved ones who've been caring for you.
Yes, yes.
They will be recognizing caregivers with a caregiver garden where they'll have silk flowers, and you can write your name on a tag on the flower, and we put it all together in this cute little way, and so you see it looks like a little garden of flowers.
Well, terrific. And you're still raising funds, and you can come that day and buy food and the raffles and all the other stuff and help contribute and pay.
Like I say, teams will be selling things. Some teams have... just from remembering last year, they make up the little crocheted washcloths and things like that. Or there's T-shirts and sweatshirts for sales by teams. Hospital has the relay store where you can buy all kinds of stuff. So there's things to buy, food to buy, games to play, silent auction, motorcycles to see this year. So it's a fun, family-friendly time, and it's a chance to, like I say, remember loved ones or honor loved ones, raise money in the fight against cancer for the American Cancer Society.
You mentioned games, and I don't want to miss that. I remember we were talking about this before the show started. Games, you know, like you got the Hungry Hippos, but there's also like the Game of Life, there's Twister, and a bunch of other games that are going to be played as well that for all ages, for all skill levels, and for fun. Totally.
Yep, because the overall theme of Relay this year is knock cancer off the board. And so each team picked a board game that they wanted to be. So you've got Candyland, and we're planning to make up a human kind of little Candyland game where you can play, and we'll have stuffed animals for prizes like the carnies. So.
You know, with the park right there, you could do chutes and ladders.
Yes. So
you'd have a slide, maybe.
Yeah. So, like I say, it's just a fun day. It's fun to see what the teams come up with for their themes. Like I say, Game of Life or Candyland or Hungry Hippos. I know there's one that has a music game. I can't think of the name of it. But, you know, so each team has its own theme, and they... you know, have fun with it. So,
and that's kind of the point, to remember the somberness of cancer, but to take some of the sting out of it by showing you can still have fun while dealing with it.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being with us. I hope you get a great turnout, and I hope you let us know how you do.
We will.
Thanks for having us, Craig.
Thank you.
Our guests today on the program have been Davina Maurer, she's the event coordinator, and Loretta Kuhn, the fundraising chair for the Huron County Relay for Life, coming up June 24th. That's a Saturday. It's at the park in Bad Axe, just south of the library behind the Huron County Courthouse. And it's from 10 a.m. until midnight. And there's a lot of things going on through the day. Fun for the whole family. Come on out and have some fun and do it all for a great cause. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.